From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has recused himself from any federal investigation of alleged Russian meddling into the 2016 presidential election. Sessions met with reporters Thursday after a report surfaced that as a U.S. senator and member of the Trump campaign, he met with the Russian ambassador but withheld that information during his confirmation hearing.
My reply to the question of Senator Franken was honest and correct as I understood it at the time.
Some Democrats, like House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, say Sessions should resign.
Every week we discover new evidence of secret communications between senior Trump officials and the Russian agents.
President Trump has denied reports that people connected to his campaign colluded with Russia. A federal judge in Florida has reversed a decision that would have allowed the wife of the man who killed dozens of people in a Florida nightclub last year to go free until her trial. The judge ruled Thursday that Moore Salman must remain in jail until the judge decides if she should be released, pending her trial for aiding and abetting terrorism and obstructing justice. Salman's husband, Omar Mateen, opened fire on the crowd in the Pulse nightclub, killing 49 people. He was shot to death by police. The company behind Snapchat closes on a high note in its Wall Street debut. Proof, at least for a day, that there's investor demand for young but still unproven tech companies in the U.S. Banks and other financial companies led a slide in stocks, erasing some of the gains from a day earlier when the indexes soared to record highs. You're listening to VOA News.